All right, good afternoon, and thank you all for coming to this session. I'm really excited to be here to talk more about the Mississippi Delta Cardiovascular Health Examination Survey. I have no relationships to disclose, and the objective of my talk is to describe the objectives and overall design of the Mississippi Delta Cardiovascular Health Examination Survey, also known as DELTA-CHESS. So I will begin with a brief background section, and then I'll go into the objectives and then the design and methods of the study. So as many of us already know, heart disease is the number one cause of death for both men and women in the U.S., contributing to about 25% of all deaths. Heart disease is also the number one contributor to healthcare costs. However, there are geographic differences in the United States when it comes to heart disease, as depicted on this map. Across the U.S., mortality rates due to heart disease are highest in Mississippi. And then within Mississippi, mortality rates due to heart disease are highest in the 18-county Delta region. So this map here pretty much shows the same thing, except this is the state of Mississippi. And as you can see in the northwest corner of the state, that's the region known as the Delta, as the Mississippi Delta, and heart disease mortality rates are highest in this region and are higher than both state and national rates. So the Mississippi Delta region is a predominantly African-American rural part of the state. As I mentioned, the 18-county region. It's an underserved area with poor health outcomes. It has high rates of heart disease, as I mentioned, but high rates of other chronic conditions as well. The Mississippi Delta consistently ranks among one of the most disadvantaged areas in the nation, with more than one-third of its population living in poverty. And the entire region is a HRSA-designated medically underserved area. So due to the high rates of CVD and other chronic diseases in the area, in 2010, the CDC funded the Mississippi State Department of Health to implement evidence-based heart disease and stroke prevention interventions to reduce morbidity, mortality, and related health disparities in the 18-county Mississippi Delta region. This also included funding to develop and implement a cardiovascular health examination survey. A CVH exam has been implemented in four states prior to Mississippi. In 2005, Arkansas, Kansas, and Washington State received funding. In 2007, Oklahoma received funding. And as I mentioned, in 2010, the Mississippi Department of Health began receiving funding for a five-year CVH exam of the Mississippi Delta region. The Mississippi Delta Cardiovascular Health Examination Survey, or DELTA-CHESS, is the first regional non-statewide CVH exam and is modeled after the Arkansas survey. So next, I will briefly discuss the DELTA-CHESS objectives. So the first objective is to assess the prevalence of CVD and other chronic health conditions in adults who live in the Mississippi Delta region. So this will include stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, as well as other chronic health conditions. The second objective is to identify specific patterns of CVD risk factors and behaviors, including the ABCs. So this will include aspirin use, blood pressure and cholesterol control, smoking, as well as other risk factors such as diet and nutrition and physical activity. The third objective is to assess neighborhood and community perceptions, environments, and resources. So this will include such things as local, public, and workplace smoking policies, the availability of healthy foods and physical activity facilities in neighborhoods and communities. And then lastly, information from DELTA-CHESS will be used to inform regional-level interventions and policies. For example, data from DELTA-CHESS can be used to support tobacco prevention and cessation initiatives, improved access to high-quality, heart-healthy foods via fresh fruits and vegetables at local farmers' markets, and increased access to safe physical activity areas and promotion of innovative strategies to facilitate physical activity, such as building sidewalks, bike trails, and use of school playgrounds. Okay, so next I will discuss the design and methods. So as I mentioned, DELTA-CHESS is a five-year project. We just finished up year one, which was mainly used for preparing for fieldwork. So this included developing the questionnaire and other data collection tools, developing the sampling, recruitment, and data collection plans, hiring of staff, and receiving IRB approval. So year two will be primarily used for sampling, recruitment, and data collection, and I'll talk about those three things in a little more detail next. And then years three and four, all the study steps will be repeated, so that by the end of the five-year project, we will have 2 years' worth of data. Okay. So a two-stage address-based sampling method will be used to sample and recruit participants. This innovative approach will reduce the potential coverage bias of traditional random digit dialing. In 2009, approximately 25% of U.S. homes had only cellular phones, and minority populations have embraced cellular phones at a higher rate than the majority, increasing the risk of coverage bias in the Mississippi Delta communities with high percentage of minorities. So first, all addresses in the Mississippi Delta, or all residential addresses in the Mississippi Delta, are purchased from an outside vendor. Approximately 6,000 households are then randomly selected and sent a letter and a study brochure. Within 2 to 3 weeks of sending this letter and brochure, field screening staff call or make an in-person visit to selected households and randomly select one eligible adult per household. Names and contact information for identified participants are then passed to an organization responsible for data collection. And recruitment efforts will be ongoing until we reach our target sample size of approximately 1,300 completed surveys. So participants are eligible to participate if they are at least 18 years of age, non-pregnant, live in the 18-county Mississippi Delta region, and are able to sign a consent form. They are excluded if they meet any of the criteria listed here. So once an adult agrees to participate, an in-home data collection visit is scheduled. We estimate that this visit will take about an hour to an hour and a half to complete all components. And all data collection is contracted out to a third party and will be conducted by trained interviewers and phlebotomists. Listed here are the primary and secondary components of the Delta CHESS. So first, the questionnaire. This questionnaire will be interview administered. Questions were developed using previously validated questions from BRFSS and Haines and other CVD-focused studies. And the questionnaire was recently piloted with a group of adults from the Mississippi Delta region to assess completion time and comprehension of questions and responses. So listed here are the main questionnaire domains. So as you can see, we're going to be collecting information on a variety of topics, ranging from access to care, knowledge and signs and symptoms of heart attack and stroke, neighborhood perception and environment, anxiety, depression, sociodemographic information, and use of vitamins and medications. So next, we will be collecting physical measures. This will include blood pressure, pulse, height, weight, and waist and hip circumference. We will also be collecting a fasting blood specimen from each participant. So listed here are the potential lab tests that we'll be running. So this will include a complete blood chemistry panel, fasting glucose, insulin, hemoglobin A1C, homocysteine, lipid profile, serum creatinine, perhaps others. And the blood samples will be stored for future analyses as well. So once the main components of Delta CHESS are collected from participants, there will be two other things that will be left with the participants. So the first will be a food frequency questionnaire. This FFQ was created and validated at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. It estimates both annual servings and nutrients associated with those annual servings. And as I mentioned, it will be left with the participants after the in-person visit, and they will complete the form on their own and then mail it back to the Department of Health. Participants will also be left with a pedometer and a steps diary, and this will be used to measure the level of physical activity among participants. So participants will be asked to wear the pedometer for 5 consecutive days and then record the number of steps taken each day on a steps diary. And then this form will be mailed back to the Department of Health, and then participants can keep the pedometers. So approximately 2 to 3 weeks after the in-home visit, participants will receive a letter and or phone call from the Delta Trust PI with their blood test results. They will also be sent incentives, and they can receive up to $65 in Walmart gift cards. They'll receive a $45 gift card for completing the in-home visit. They can receive an additional $10 gift card for returning the FFQ, and then an additional $10 for returning the pedometer steps diary. So in summary, Delta Trust will fill a critical gap in applied population health research by complementing existing statewide administrative and survey data by measuring health outcomes and determinants at both the individual and community level. Information collected from Delta Trust will be used to develop CVD health promotion and risk factor control strategies, as well as supporting policy and environmental interventions in the Mississippi Delta region. Delta Trust will serve as a model for future statewide CVH exam. And lastly, the Mississippi Delta region is a difficult place to ascertain study data due to many factors, including the rurality of the area, low landline telephone coverage, and low education levels of many residents. So Delta Trust can serve as a demonstration project in how to successfully recruit, enroll, and collect data from rural and other difficult-to-reach populations. I'd like to thank the following individuals for their support, as well as the CDC for funding. There's my contact information along with the Delta Trust website. And I guess we're holding off on questions till after everybody's presented. Okay. Thank you.